Okay, I'd like to call the High Desert Corridor Joint Powers Agency Board of Directors meeting to order. Today is Thursday, July the 11th, 2 o'clock. Mr. Arthur, can you take this over?
Yes, we'll do the roll. Thank you, Vice Chair. So, Chair Barger is absent today. Vice Chair Becerra.
Here.
Thank you. Director Reyes.
Here.
Thank you. Director Hughes Leslie.
Present.
Thank you. Director Olson.
Here.
Thank you. Director Najarian.
Here.
Thank you. Board Alternate Director Loa. Present.
Here.
Board Alternate Director Harriman. Saw the name up today. Okay. Board Alternate Director, Mr. Ramos. There. And your staff, Executive Director Arthur Sohikian, present, and legal counsel Laura Jacobson is
I'm
all.
here.
Thank you. You have a quorum 5-0, Madam Chair. We can start the meeting.
Okay.
And Director Lowe, excuse me, Director Lowe, you are a non-voting member today. Thank you.
Okay. If you could please stand, or Arthur, if you have a flag you can put up there, let's say the Pledge of Allegiance.
Yeah, unfortunately, I do not. But let's go ahead.
Thank you.
Go ahead. I'll do the pledge.
Ready, begin. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, and liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. So let me move on to item number 3 for public comment and remind the members of the public that we urge your participation. And if you'd like to comment, we obviously urge that through email or phone correspondence. But if you'd like to make comment at today's board meeting, please use the raise hands function on the Zoom. And if you are on the phone, please use the star 6 function to raise your hand to be called on, and you would have 2 minutes to make your comments today. At this time, if there are any members of the public that would like to make public comment, please raise your hand or use that star 6 function. And let me look real quick. Okay, I see no public comment, Madam Chair.
Okay, we'll move on to consent calendar. Consent calendar are routine and may be enacted in one motion. For some reason, I can't. There we go. Wait, there we go.
Sorry.
Go ahead, Arthur, and go ahead and take it from here since you have it in front of you.
Thank you so much. So today, the only item on, actually, the only approval item for today is the minutes from the April 11th meeting, item number 5. So if I could have a motion to approve the minutes from the April 11, 2024 High Desert Corridor meeting.
A motion. Second, Najarian.
Yes. Okay, with a motion from Director Reyes, with a second from Director Najarian, the roll call vote. Vice Chair Becerra.
Aye.
Thank you. Director Reyes.
Yes.
Thank you. Director Hugh Leslie.
Yes.
Thank you. Director Olson.
Yes.
Thank you. And Director Najarian.
Yes.
Thank you. The item passes 5-0. Thank you. Oh, I guess my apologies. I should again ask for public comment on item number 5. Again, if there's any members of the public, seeing none at this time. So we will go into item number 6, which is your executive director's report. This is a receive and file report. And I would like to, if I may, just go over a few of the things in brief. So, as this board is known, we have been seeking a record of decision for the project from the FRA. We are still seeking that record of decision through the NEPA process. But as we were doing that, we submitted that in 2021 to the FRA for consideration. Again, just reminding you, we did have a 2016 CEQA approval in the state of California. So we were trying to then add the federal government as the NEPA, the national equivalent of the Environmental Act. And as part of that, as you can see, when we did submit that in April 21, we had been, and you know from the budget authority that you had been giving us, working on those items, working on working through some of those environmental things that we had to prepare for the federal government. Right about the same time, the law changed. And again, I know you've heard many times about this, the law changing being the new bipartisan bill that had passed infrastructure and highlighted high-speed rail for the first time in a transportation bill. And as it did that, it set up a new process on how high-speed rail projects would now go through the process. And what they asked us to do was to look for more planning up front before we go into the NEPA process. So while we are in it, we have been asked by the FRA to concentrate more on the planning. For example, how are we coordinating with our two bookend projects, Brightline West project coming in at Victor Valley and the California High-Speed Rail project coming into Palmdale. So the FRA, knowing that they're funding those two major projects, had not seen a whole lot of activity from either of them on how they were planning coming into their stations. Yes, they were accommodating it. Both Brightline West has put in a platform for us to come into Victor Valley, and the California High-Speed Rail, in their environmental approval, had done the same. So yes, the planning had begun, but it was in a preliminary area. And the FRA is asking us to do a little more of that planning first before we go into a full-blown environment. So we are obviously agreeing with our federal partner on the change in law and have accommodated this. So you'll start to see a little more of that shift. And as you'll see here, what we're asking for in return from the FRA is to continue to be the lead agency, acknowledge that you are the lead agency. And part of why they don't want to, quote, start the clock is the new law also gave them roughly 2 years once they start that NEPA process to complete it. So again, they felt we needed to have more definition on the project itself. And we agree as staff here that we did need to have more of those discussions. We do need to further define that. We need to discuss this more with the public, for example. So we plan on doing those things, and we will be working on a timeline to present to you in October. But we feel that this isn't a delay of anything we're working on. It is simply just doing the process that we have to do at the same time. So we're doing the planning on one side, and we will continue to work on the NEPA environmental approvals on the other hand. So that's the brief update. I wanted to make sure the board was understanding, and if you had any questions about this minor shift in how we're putting more resources into planning before we push the pedal fully down on environmental. So I'll pause there and ask for any questions. Okay, thank you. The other part of the report I'd like to mention is, as you know, we had done the labor agreements for the construction of the project and for the operation and maintenance of the High Desert Corridor High-Speed Rail project. And in doing so, we have now signed those agreements, and that's the ceremony we had earlier this week. Many of the members attended. I appreciate you attending. Well, we understand the heat did get up to 115 there in Palmdale on Monday afternoon, but you know, we're all pretty resilient and handled it really well. So it was a very big day for us, sort of a little more of a coming out party for the High Desert Corridor and how it affects and impacts the connection to California High-Speed Rail and to Brightline West. We've received very good coverage on that event, and we're compiling that coverage, and we'll prepare a board report for you in the near month here when we get that report to send out to you. So thank you to everyone that participated. Thank you to our union brothers and sisters for their work in making that happen, and also want to thank the U.S. High Speed Rail Association for their work in working with all of the parties to make this happen. So thank you again, and appreciate that. And if you have any comments or questions about that event, I'd be happy to answer those as well. Okay, terrific. So on item six, it's a receive and file item, Madam Chair, so no vote is needed. And in this instance, I will look for public comments. Again, if there's any members of the public that would want to comment on item six, the Hyde-Ezzett Corridor JPA Executive Director's Report, please raise your hand or use the star six function if you're on the phone. Seeing no public comment for this item. Thank you. We'll move on to item number seven. And let me put up that here in a second. And I believe, LaDonna, are you here with us?
I am.
Okay, so let me set you up and we'll send it over to you here briefly. So item seven is another receive and file item. We wanted to update you on the recent activity of the California High Speed Rail Authority and provide that update. On June 27th, the board of directors of the High-Speed Rail California Authority certified the final environmental impact report, environmental impact statement for the Palmdale to Burbank project section. This is a major milestone for the project. I know Ms. LaDonna will go through that, but we at the Hyde-Ezzett Corridor, in your packet, we did send a support letter for the project. That is included in your packet. And without further ado, I will hand it over to LaDonna. And I know we have quite a few slides, LaDonna, and I know you'll kind of go through those judiciously and pick the
Well, one. And honestly, I wasn't planning to go through the presentation, but I am available. I think you hit the high point as we finished a major milestone of completing environmental now for Los Angeles all the way, or from San Francisco all the way to Los Angeles Union Station. So major milestone to get that environmental work done from Palmdale to Burbank. Next section is Los Angeles to Anaheim. But if there's questions, I'm available. Otherwise, I suggest folks just read through the packet. You hit the high point, Arthur, and I'll let you continue on with your meeting if there's no questions for me.
Yeah, I think, thank you, LaDonna. I think one of the key things, LaDonna, if you could remind the group of the anticipated travel time between Burbank and Palmdale.
The anticipated travel time is 17 minutes. So it's a design speed of over 200 miles per hour. So platform to platform operating speed would be 17 minute trip from Palmdale to Burbank. So that's exciting. This is a really exciting link from Palmdale to Burbank. And then the whole phase one from San Francisco to Los Angeles Union Station, we've targeted 2 hours and 40 minutes. So we are aiming for those trip times and on target to deliver that.
And appreciate, I know that you had a lot of comments come in from folks in the North County, and I know your team had diligently worked on a lot of different mitigation measures. One of the things I thought was interesting that the board was deliberating was your ombudsman type of activity and how you're really looking for the equity communities and looking out for the equity community. So congratulations on that. I know that was a big milestone that you achieved in this project.
Yeah, we definitely want accountability to our environmental justice communities. So that is something that we'll deliver back to our board, a little more definition on what an EJ ombudsman position would look like. But it is something that we dedicated to this project section on Palmdale to Burbank. So it will probably be copied elsewhere in the system as well, because I think that's an important tracking to make sure that we're meeting our commitments to the EJ community.
Director Najarian, you have a question?
Hi, LaDonna.
Hi.
Ara Najarian here. How are things with Burbank Airport? Are they working with you on this issue?
Well, as you probably know, but maybe not everyone, we do have a settlement agreement with Burbank Airport. There are milestones, check-ins that we have with the airport, particularly our team has reviewed the plans for the terminal just to kind of weigh in with your team, with the airport team. So generally speaking, everything's going smoothly according to our settlement agreement. We appreciate the working relationship that we have there. We're looking forward to being able to advance design in that area. As you probably know, we don't have funding for our portion of it, but we are identifying opportunities south of Bakersfield to prioritize where we want to spend funding next. And station design in particular is one of those areas we want to focus on. So as funding becomes available, we'll advance that relationship more with the airport.
Great. I'm glad to hear that. Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you.
And I'm looking over at my other computer because I was going to put up the slide. I know that this has gone through a lot of iterations, and I was trying to remember which slide showed that final alignment there, LaDonna. Let me just pull that up real quick.
For Palmdale to Burbank? Yeah.
I think it was slide, because you went through all of them. I think it was maybe slide 40. So again, this kind of gives you a little sense of that travel time, how many miles of tunnels that the project will go through. And, you know, it really is a, I'll coin one of LaDonna's comments. I've heard her say that she's not building a roller coaster at 220 plus miles an hour. So, you know, the ascents and descents had to be really worked on here through the Angeles Forest, through the Santa Clarita area where they had some wilderness and some, you know, a bunch of different things. So I thought that was a really good discussion the board had as well, LaDonna, about the tunneling and the nature of that tunneling and earthquakes and different things that were discussed. So really kudos again to you and your team for a robust environmental work. And we will follow in those footsteps with you and having the similar robust type of environmental work when we get to that point again with the federal FRA. So good to have someone leading the way between you and Brightline West, frankly. So yeah, we appreciate
it. It's a challenging project section. It is a game changer. We appreciate the partnership we have with the High Desert Corridor and look forward to moving that forward.
Yeah. And on a note, ending note, we'll mention that in this, you know, the Palmdale station is a key location that will bring together the two largest projects right now in the U.S., being the California High Speed Rail and the Brightline West. So we know that we play an important role in connecting Nevada to California and points beyond. So Palmdale, we have been working diligently with your city staff, Lancaster as well, to ensure that we're ready for it and we'll be doing the proper work within your cities. So I know we have another workshop coming up, LaDonna, in, I want to say, September, or is it August? August, excuse me, middle of August. We have another workshop in Palmdale to go through this with the staffs. And it's an important thing because there's a lot of civil work that has to be done in and around the Palmdale station, whether it's the realignment of Sierra Highway and some of your other local routes there. So it is not just this project and Metrolink that's being affected. It clearly will be the Antelope Valley, and we want to make sure that we are properly planning for that. Similarly, as we go through the city of Adelanto, and with Victorville, we will be engaging in some more workshops with them to talk about what this means for their cities as the project goes through. And we'll be reaching out to those staffs and engaging that over the next few months. So we do plan on having, you know, now that we've approved the financial advisors, we've approved some other contractors to come on board. We're actually really getting a staff together here to help put these items so that we can present them to the public and to you. So with that, I will pause and ask if there's any more questions on item 7, the executive director's report. And if there are none, let me check to see, as you're seeing if there are any questions, I'll look and see again, members of the public, if you'd like to comment, please raise your hand or use the *6 function. And at this point, I do not see any hands raised. So with that, Madam Chair, that concludes item 7. And I could hand the meeting back to you for item 8, which would be calling for any future agenda items for October and or January.
Okay. At this time, we're going to see if any board members would like to put anything on the agenda.
Madam Chair, I will mention that the staff will be bringing in October a little more of a grant look forward. The federal government will be issuing another grant for interest of our project for high-speed rail in October of this year, with those grants due back in April. So regardless of what happens with the administration, the FRA will be moving forward on a new grant opportunity that the High Desert Corridor will look for.
Okay.
Director Najarian, you have a question?
I do. It's not an agenda item, and maybe I should have made this earlier. So if I'm out of order, just shut me up. But I do want to say that your event Monday really created quite a bit of buzz about the project. A lot of people were completely unaware of this, at least down here in the basin, in the LA basin. So I think it was a very well put together event, getting labor in on it and getting people excited about the jobs component and the connectivity component. And I think it was a very, probably a very significant step in the public relations end of this project. And of course, that is such a huge part for a successful project. And so I'm sorry I couldn't join you all, but I think Arthur, kudos to you and all the folks, chair and vice chair and everyone that was there to make it happen. It was a very, very well received and very well publicized. So I appreciate that.
Thank you, Director Najarian. Yes, we were. The chair even did an interview yesterday in with the Las Vegas TV channel. So it has piqued their interest of how they will get to points beyond Victorville and Hesperia and Rancho Cucamonga. So thank you for that. Any other items? Again, I'll look for members of the public. If you have any comment on item number 8, future agenda items, please raise your hand or use the star 6 function. Let me just do a quick scroll. Do not see any hand raised, Madam Chair, so we can move on to item 9. And let's see if something just came in the chat. One second. Okay. We'll take care of that. Somebody's asking for the presentation. So again, members of the public, you can go to highdesertcorridor.org and look under the July 11th meeting, and you'll see this whole agenda packet. The entire 64 pages are printed, are available to you online for download. Madam Chair, throw it back to you for the adjournment of the meeting.
Okay. No further questions, comments. At this time, we'll be adjourned for our next board meeting, which is October 10th, 2024 at 2 p.m.
Thank you, everyone. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Arthur.
Thank you, board. Thank you, Arthur.